Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
All right, now you may be seated. Praise God. We thank God for being here. Amen.
Highway
up to heaven. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And the way to walk up this highway, and then it has to be right.
Amen.
Not know anybody can walk up this highway. Amen. We got that purpose to do the thing that is right in order to walk up this King's highway. Amen. The songwriter said, none can walk up there, but the pure in heart. The pure in heart is only the one that's going to be able to walk up this King's highway. Amen. Someone who have, have tuned their heart, tuned up their heart.
Amen.
Praise God. It's not like you tuned up a car. Sometimes the car run down, you got to tune it up, have a tune job or a tune up job. Amen. Praise God. Run down, it just won't run right. It run, contrary. And sometimes our heart can run contrary sometimes. Amen. And we need to back up and then do what?
Tune it up.
We need to tune it up. Amen. Tune it up. Amen. None can walk up there but the pure heart, brother. When you tune your heart up, praise God. Otherwise, then you're going to act right. And then when you tune your heart up, then you're going to talk right. When you tune your heart up, then you're going to do right. Amen. Towards your brother and your sister.
Amen.
It brings tuning it up. Tuning up the heart, it is that you're going to, amen, do the thing that is right to do. We thank the Lord for, amen, Mr. Jones being here tonight. Praise God. Could have been hurt pretty bad. Praise God. When you fall, it does a whole lot of damage. And we got to be careful, you can remember that a lot of times that we don't have to keep going to the doctor, amen, because and when we can, think about what brought on that hurt, what brought on that sickness. Amen. See, sometimes we're going so fast, we don't know what's going on with our body. I said it a few months ago. We don't know what's going on in our bodies, and what'll help you. So what we need to do is, check ourselves. And check them on ourselves to see whether or not where the mistake you have made, or what is causing, amen, the condition that you're in, am I right?
Amen.
There is a highway to heaven, and none can walk up there but the pure in heart. All right, I know that's real right. That's real right. All right, indeed, tonight we thank God for the brotherhood, the fathers. Amen. On the other night, Tuesday night, the missionary department did a very fine job. And tonight, we're just thanking the Lord for the spirit that dwells in the temple.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Keeping our heart in tune. Keeping our heart tuned up so that we won't think against our brother and our sister. You understand? Amen. That's what that songwriter said, and that is talking about. It's saying that it's always there, but none can walk up to that but the pure heart. So you got to, amen, tune up your heart. So that you can be able to love your sister and your brother. Amen. To do unto others as you wish them to do unto you.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, I know that's right. Amen. Fifth chapter and the first verse we're going to notice. Romans, the 12th chapter. The 12th chapter of Romans. Amen.
Romans 12 and 1. I beseech ye therefore, brethren.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, Paul is saying.
by the mercies of God.
Now, praise God, now, I beseech you, brothers, I'm telling you, brothers, by the mercy of God. I'm telling you, brothers, by the mercy of God, praise God, it's not my desire, amen, but I'm telling you, amen, God instead. Amen, by the mercy of God. God, amen, love you. God has been a whole lot for you, Paul is saying. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, I will seek you. I'm telling you, praise God, we need to think of these things. Think of these things. By the mercy of God, that you do what?
That you present your bodies.
That you present your bodies.
A living sacrifice.
Living. Say living.
Living.
And living, not a dead. All right. Not a dead. Amen. You know, there are a lot of folks saying that the owners don't get religion when they die on the deathbed. Amen. Amen. But God was looking for a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Amen. We're going to be talking to you tonight. You can know this tonight, and we're going to be talking, amen, a believer's sacrifice.
Believer's sacrifice.
Amen. A believer's sacrifice. How many here is a believer? Now, if you're a believer, and then you have a sacrifice that you got to perform or to do.
Yes.
Amen. Of the guilt. Huh?
Amen.
Amen. Now there were thousands of people, or hundreds of people will answer that question and say they are a believer. A believer. Well, how much they are sacrificing? How much that they are giving to God? I was out there in the studio then playing. Amen. Some records today. Amen. The man was saying how much we are going to give God. We can offer God. Amen. For all He done for us. There are some things that we need to offer to God. Amen. Because He did so much for us, and then we ought to offer. Amen. Not a born sacrifice, but a living sacrifice. Amen. Praise God. All right. Amen. A believer sacrifice. Amen. Paul is talking about. He's talking about a believer sacrifice. Amen. If you believe in God, and then you got to sacrifice something.
Yes.
Am I right?
Amen.
If you believe in God, you got to sacrifice.
Yes.
And He said, amen, I'm telling you, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Otherwise, there is something, amen, a believer's got to do.
Yes.
A living sacrifice, a duty that you got to perform to God, that you got to give to God.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. If you believe in God, the universe out there, the people out there, all the people been talking about this lady, amen, who they took the took to.
Yes.
What was that?
Defeated tool
from. Amen. And they all talking about they believe in God. They all talking about they love God and God bless you and all this kind of stuff. Amen. But tonight, and how many believe in God? Now, if you believe in Him, what we're talking about, the believer sacrifice.
Yes.
Amen. We got to be willing to give something. We got to be able to give up a life.
Right.
Amen. Jesus, now He came down from 42 generations to seek and to save them that were lost. For as many received Him, to them He gave power to become sons of God. Amen. He gave His life for us. Amen. That we might become a believer sacrifice. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And not just coming to church and sacrificing your time and sacrificing your money and what have you. But Paul is striking them down that you present your bodies. I know that's real right.
Yes.
And that's what some folks don't want to do. My God, they don't want to. They'll give their money. And they'll give you, praise God, and show you some love.
Yes.
Amen. They'll do anything for you. But when you talk about giving your life to God.
Yes. All right.
A living sacrifice. Paul broke down that. Amen. He was talking the hard stuff here. Amen. Presenting your body. The girl said, this is my body, and I can do what I want to do. If I want to set it, if I want to stand on the street, it's all right because it's my body. But he said, what Paul is saying, you got to present your body a living sacrifice.
Amen.
A believer sacrifice. You saying that you believe in it. And that person is saying, too, just like you said, they are saying, amen, that they love God and that they're going to be to heaven when you get there. Come on here now. They're saying all of this, and you trying your best to sacrifice all you got to him. Amen. Now, your body is all you got. You can't give no more but a little. You can't give him no more. Amen. When you sacrifice your body. Now, amen. Paul is talking. He's talking something. Jesus came. He came. Amen. Lord warned. And he was beaten. And he was talked about. He was scorned. And the nails drove into his hands. And they pitched him in the side. Amen. He come to be a sacrifice for us. We're going to see tonight. He comes to be a sacrifice for us. Amen. So, amen. But believers, amen. Yeah. If you believe, praise God, we on your job or wherever you be, and your friends or your kin folks, they all will refer unto you and I that they are our believers.
Mm-hmm.
But how much you're doing towards believing.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. It is that you ought to be willing to give all you got.
Amen.
Amen. Give all you got as a living sacrifice. Living sacrifice. Not a dead sacrifice. God ain't looking for you. He can't do nothing with you when you're dead.
That's right.
He wants you. Praise God. Amen. That you, when you have strength and when you in your right mind, that you can be able to think and to do things for him. That's what Paul is saying here.
Amen.
A living sacrifice. Sacrifice your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifice your ears.
Right.
Sacrifice your mind. Sacrifice your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifice your hand. Your heart. Sacrifice your bodies, a living sacrifice, because amen, all these things that I named, amen, they are members of the body.
Yes.
Amen. I know that's real right.
Yes.
You're members of the bodies. Amen. So we talk about believers' sacrifice. All right, amen. Come on, another verse of that.
That you present your bodies a living sacrifice,
not a dead sacrifice. Amen. Not dead sacrifice. All right, Brother Brown, no, you can't present him with a dead sacrifice. You got to present him with a living sacrifice. Now watch this. Now read now.
Holy.
Now, amen. This sacrifice that you're gonna present to him, you got to be washed in the blood.
Yes.
Amen. You got to have his name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Have to be going down in his name, washed in the blood. Amen. Otherwise, it has to be conditioned.
Yeah.
Real condition. Amen. The body got to be ridiculous. That song I just got to sing it. Walking up the Cain Highway. Amen. None can walk up there but the pure heart. Otherwise, you got to be conditioned. Your act got to be clean now. Amen. Yeah, your act got to be clean. Well, the things you used to do, you can't do them no more. The places you used to go, you don't go there no more. Amen. I know this right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Come on here now. Amen. It can't act that way because you was in your body as a living sacrifice. Amen. A believer sacrifice.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, there's a lot of folks out there, amen, saying they're believers. They're believers. They're not a sacrifice, a believer, and doing what is right. Cleaning up their self, cleaning up their act. They're partial. They'll straddle the fence.
Mm-hmm.
They'll sometime up, sometime down. But this is not what Paul is talking about.
Right.
But then your body living sacrifice.
Holy.
Amen. And this body got to be holy.
Acceptable.
Amen. And it cannot be, amen, acceptable for bids your heart. Acceptable to you. Holy and acceptable
unto God.
Unto God.
Which is your reasonable
now, which
service.
Is, amen. Everybody reasonable service. No more than they ought to do because God gave his life for us all. Our reasonable sacrifice. Amen. Knowing that God had done when? Had done so much for me.
Yes.
He bought me from a mighty long way.
Yes.
He helped me when I couldn't help myself. On my deathbed, I was sick and, amen, couldn't move, couldn't talk. Come on here now. Amen. Eyes, amen, failed me. Amen. And I think about all this time. I got to give my reasonable service because God, he bought me from all of that. He helped me. He helped me when I couldn't help myself. Reasonable service. Read, daughter.
And be not conformed to this world.
Now, Paul is saying now, when you do this, then you cannot, saints, look over here, look at the scripture. Look at the scripture. You cannot, amen, be conformed to this world. He said, when you do this, amen, you cannot be conformed to this world. You can't do what the world is doing. You can't do what you used to do.
Yes.
Y'all got that?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. Otherwise, you can't practice the thing that you used to do. Amen. You can't. You got to always, I'm looking at it. The picture on the TV, you got to remember, amen, who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember when?
Who you are.
Who you are. The lawyer just died. He was saying, amen, in the
Johnny Conference.
Yeah, that he was saying he had to remember who he was. And then was the keeper of his name. Keep his father's name. Amen. He died. Amen. His mother's still living. His dad is still living. But he gone. Amen. But he had to remember to keep up his trade.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Now, that's what I'm trying to teach y'all. If you want to make it, you can't just go do anything, and have folks talking about you, and have folks low-rating you, and you're doing everything, and keep on doing wrong, and going down, 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 and never going up, but going down, down, down. That ain't no good. If you got a name, keep your name up. Amen. Let people, amen, if they're going to say something about you, don't let it be true. I know that's real right. Amen. Talking about a believer.
sacrifice.
You want to sacrifice? You want to be a believer sacrifice? Then you got to give up something. You got to give up something. Amen. You're not your own, but you're bought with Christ. All right, now watch this here now.
And be not conformed to this world.
Now Paul is saying, and be not conformed to this world. Don't take part of this world, what the world is. You're going to be in the world, but not of the world. Oh, glory be God. Oh, I like this. I like this. Amen. Be not conformed to this world. Amen. Otherwise, turn the world loose. If you're gonna be a believer sacrifice, and then you got to turn loose the world. Amen. It ain't not about just coming to church. I could have stayed at home in my bed. Mm-hmm. Turn my TV on. Amen. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? You could have did the same thing. Amen. And not about that, but you know, to be about that, you want to be a believer.
Yes.
And then sacrificing, amen, your body is to come out to suffer. He said, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. Amen. Jesus suffered for us, and that we need to suffer that we may bring somebody else in. Somebody else out there need to be brought in. And this is the reason why that we ought to be suffering. We ought to suffer. We ought to be a believer sacrificer. Amen. That we may suffer. Amen. To bring someone else in. Somebody need to, amen, going down. Somebody is sinking sand. And they need to help. And need somebody, amen, to pull them out of what they're in. But you and I need to suffer. Suffer to bring other in. He suffered that he might bring up in. Am I right?
Yeah.
Then we need to suffer that we may bring others in. I know that's real right.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Presenting the body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Read.
Be not conformed to this world.
Now don't take, amen, a hope to this world. Everything that Joe Blow getting, you want it.
Amen.
Everything Joe Blow doing, you want to do it. Every act, the way that Joe Blow act, you want to act that way. Don't be conformed to this world. Amen. The Spirit was talking to me today, amen, the world loves its own.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Oh yeah, in the world, Lord, no, you can talk all you want, praise God, amen. We come down to the other side, amen. The world loves its own, and they gonna take up for their own too. No, I know that right too. Yeah, they gonna do that. The lady said told Pastor Harvey that she was coming down there and they're going. She wanted to rent that the verse chapter 4. We hold that out there, daughter. Yeah, Second Peter. I got some scriptures here that we want to bring to you, huh?
Peter or
Timothy? Oh, Timothy. I'm sorry. Thank you. Amen. Presenting your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. No more than you ought to do.
Thank you.
Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6. Believers. If you are believers, and then there's some things you got to do. Jesus had to do some things in order to bring us in this way. And to show us what is it about of sacrificing. What we got to do to sacrifice. Amen. All right. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6.
For I am now ready to be offered.
Now. Who is now ready to be offered?
Believer.
Huh? Paul is talking about him. Amen. If you want to be a believer, amen. A sacrifice, you got to be offered. be ready to be when? Amen. Who cared about the folk talking about me?
All right.
Who cared about the folk crucifying me?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares about folk low rating me?
All right.
Okay. Why are you, you know that, why are you going to be mumbling and complaining and forcing it and got your mouth poked out? Man, if you know that you got to be awful.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Don't lie. You got to be give. Give something. Awful. Amen. I'm ready, Paul said, I'm ready to be awful as a wind. Read.
And the time of my departure is at hand.
Now that's saying, and amen. A lot of times when you, amen, it's going to be offered up, praise God, and there are the partners, amen, that is going to take place. Offer something, praise God, that you love. Offer something that you yourself, amen, don't want to give up.
All right.
Talking about believer sacrifice. Offer something that you treasure. Man, not your money. Amen. Not your house. Not your car. Paul talking about offering up his body. Amen. To be awful. Amen. And his departure. His going. And when he leaving, he want to be straight. He want to be right. All right. Read, daughter.
I have fought a good fight.
Now, Paul, look here now. Amen. When you become a believer sacrifice, then you're going to fight a good fight.
Amen.
You're going to fight a good fight. You ain't going to be going around mumbling and complaining with your mouth all up because somebody talking about you, somebody lowering you, somebody don't like you. You know, I hear all the time somebody come and tell me, well, Bishop, Sister, well, Virgin don't like me. Who cares don't like you? Crying. Some folks come to me crying and going on there. They're like a little baby crying because somebody, it feels like somebody don't like them.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen. You're going to be offer up as a sacrifice. Come on here now. Amen. You got to go through hell. On your job, you got to go through. Amen. Wherever you go, with your family, you got to go through. Come on here now. You can't go fighting back and smacking somebody because you got to go as a sacrifice.
Right.
And unto God, which is your win, the reason for service. No more you ought to do. Oh, I know this is right.
Yes.
I know this is right. Well, I love that. How many like this? You want me quick? Now, watch this now. Come on, daughter, read.
I have fought a good fight.
Now, Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have fought a good fight. Otherwise, I kept my mouth closed.
All right.
Amen. I kept my fence open.
Mm-hmm.
I kept my hand to myself. I didn't smack nobody. I fought a good fight.
Yes.
I kept my mind, amen, for not thinking on someone that I hate them. I don't like them because of what they said to me and what they do to me.
Right.
I know that fight. When why I took it. I took whatever that was put on me. I went through whatever that I had to go through with. I fought a good fight. And now he said, now when?
I finished my course.
I finished my course. It's finished now. When you do all you can do, and do what is right to do, and then, praise God, you can say, I finished my course. I'm ready to be author. I'm ready to go. Somebody think they're ready to go to heaven now because they don't been baptized in Jesus' name. But you got a long way to go, honey.
That's right.
Because you've been baptized in Jesus' name and you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, man, and they ain't put you in the heaven. You got to go through something. You got to, take something. You got to drink the bitter cup, not a sweet cup.
All right.
Some folks, amen, they can take the cup, amen, as long as it's sweet.
Right.
But when it comes down to be bitter, oh, God, that's so nasty, that I don't want to go part of that.
All right.
Take
the bitter with the sweet.
You got to take it. You got to take it. Amen. Where you lacking or not? Huh? I know that's real right. This some good stuff. This some raw meat. And don't have no bread with it.
I have kept the faith.
I have kept the faith. Now, if we are a believer, then we got your faith builds, amen, is what? What is your faith? Everybody ought to be saying
something.
But our faith it is, amen, of which we believe in, it is, amen, apostolic faith. Well, we are?
Apostolic faith.
We believe, amen, the emerge. Being baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Rising to walk in the newness of life with all things pass away and beholding all things become new in our life.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that's real right. That's what the apostolic faith is. Amen. Apostolic. Amen. Otherwise, I'm not walking like the world walks.
All right.
Amen. I don't walk, amen. I'm not a person that, tied up with the world that I can't break with. I broke a loop from the world. Huh?
Amen.
The world, we said you want to go to the Lord. The world does what?
Love
its own. So now, we shouldn't be wrapped up and tied up with the world now.
Amen.
Amen. Because, amen, we should be a broken loop from the world. Why? Being in it, but not of it. Not practicing the thing that the world do. Not acting like the world. Act. Not talking like the world talk.
Amen.
I know that's real right. Yeah. All right, daughter, read.
Henceforth. There is laid up for me.
That is laid up for me.
A crown of righteousness.
A crown of righteousness. God know our righteousness. God know, amen, what we are doing, what we are not doing. So if you do nothing from nothing, leave nothing. If you don't do nothing, you can't obtain nothing.
All right.
I know that's right. So now henceforth, a crown is laid up for me for what? Amen. For being a believer, sacrifice. That's just as plain as day. I know it's just a plain as day. Amen. Praise God. Then a believer sacrifice. laid up for me. Amen. It ain't laid up for your mama. It ain't laid up for your daddy or sister. You can't get what your mama had. Mm-hmm. And you can't get nothing what your sister had. You can't get nothing what your brother had. Amen. You Paul realized that. He put that there, praise God, for amen, for our learning. For us to know that you can't get nothing for what somebody else supposed to be getting. You can attain it. You only contain what you have put in. It's like you're going to the bank. You put money in the bank, and then you go, you get it out. You put $50 in there, that's all you're going to get. Fit it out.
No more, no less.
And if you're going to stay in it longer, then they're going to take it. They take that. $50. So the only thing you can obtain $50, because that's all you put in the bank. Huh?
That's right.
I know that's right. Well, this is some good stuff to marvelous. Excellent. A crown laid up for me. Read.
Which the Lord,
the righteous judge,
shall give me at that day.
And the righteous judge is going to give me at that day. For what? What are they going to give? Why are they going to do all this in for me?
For your sacrifice.
And then somebody said, well, what I'm going to get? Somebody has been there. What am I going to give for them for coming into church and here, giving them all that good stuff? Talking about the world, all that good stuff out there in the world out there, and I'm just letting it all go, and the little fellas come out here, all that liquor, and all that wine, I could be drinking, I could be enjoying myself. It's what they don't go get, buddy. But what you doing? You're doing it for a sacrifice, amen, to get the win. To get a crown. Your crown. Everybody got a crown. It's laid up. It's going to be laid up for them. If you be a win. If you be a winner. We're in the race now. And the race got to be run. And only one is going to obtain the prize. All right. I like this here. All right, read them one more verse of that, daughter.
And not me only. But unto all them.
But look here, you not only me. No, just look at what you're on and say, oh, he gonna get the crown and there ain't nobody here. And you ain't been there. This is for everybody. Everybody who obtained. Amen. Become a winner. A believer, sacrifice. Amen. I'm gonna stand for the word of God. I'm gonna stand for this way. Amen. The apostolic faith. I'm gonna stand for it. I don't care what anybody else do out there, what they say. I don't care what they wear. Come on, y'all. I don't care what they how they act. I'm gonna stand for the apostolic faith. The old patriarch, amen, and years ago, they had the church, amen, up, had the church real tight. Amen. Bishop Johnson, I don't know, how many used to hear Bishop Johnson? Man, years ago, amen, but he had the church wrapped up real tight. Amen, because they didn't believe in anything. They were real apostolic people. You know, anything could come into church, do what the apostolic folks do, because they wasn't going to let you come in there and do what the apostolic folks do. If you wasn't a win, if you wasn't an apostolic, they were real strict. Amen. They had way of doing things. Amen. They didn't believe in no women preachers. Amen. They were wrapped up and tight on that. Amen. Praise God. They believe in that the women was be subject to the man. Subject to the man. Amen. But somebody there was a misplaced there, play there, because the Bible said you put the man and the woman to sit together.
That's right.
To be when?
Set together.
And we put together, set together, and hold the place. Now, praise God, so it was a misplaced there, play there, amen, on their part. I see in there. Amen. Otherwise, that the man wasn't supposed to be just on the whole real ruler, because they were supposed to be working together, But they had this was their doctrine. Now, this was Mrs. Johnson's doctrine. It was, amen. The woman wasn't to do it. She wanted to know anything, what according to the scripture, if she wanted to know anything about what's going on in the church, she was to go on and ask her husband. Now, my God, if she had an unsaved husband, what the husband going to tell you about the church?
That's true.
Oh, even they didn't have no husband. So it was a misplay.
Yes, it was.
Amen. But otherwise, they were real apostolic. They didn't pull no punches. They held to that. They held to it. Amen. They owed that to one of his churches over there on Scrooge Street over there, because they knew everything. So Paul is talking here on you. If you will believe him, and then you got to sacrifice something. You got to give something. You got to be willing to give up your life. If you are a believer, amen. And we come across a whole lot of folks on our job. I even some spirit talking about this sister on the job, and a lot of folks on the job, on the street where you meet in the stores and what have you. They all would say that they are a believer. Well, how much are they doing what? How much are they giving up?
That's right.
Now, Timothy, amen, is saying here, read what that the scripture, 4 and 6?
We have 4 and 8 right now.
Hmm?
We have 4 and 8.
All right, 4 and 8, all right.
Henceforth.
There is laid up for me.
A crown of righteousness.
And no more praise unrighteous now. Amen. Before we become a believer, we were unrighteous. Uh-huh. Say unrighteous.
Unrighteous.
No more unrighteous now. Amen. I'm looking for a crown of win, a crown of righteousness. Amen. A righteousness to sustain me, righteousness to cause me to be caught up to meet the Lord in heaven. Righteousness, amen. When the trumpet sound, the dead in Christ will rise. Who will be when? Who will be righteous? That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
Amen.
When you start playing church, you ain't getting nowhere playing no church.
That's right.
You got your own ideas. Amen. God got one plan of salvation, and that plan, amen, everybody got to come to that plan.
Amen.
And don't care who you are. And don't let them folks out there tell you God ain't going to do nothing to you.
Right.
You keep on playing that. Keep on letting folks tell you that. You keep on believing that.
Mm-hmm.
When God gets tired, he'll mess you up.
Right.
He'll mess you up. There's going to be a crown of righteousness laid up for me. Not for Joe Blow. Why is the crown going to be laid up for me? Amen. Brother Brown, why the crown is going to be laid up for me?
Because you believe in God.
Because you believe in God. Amen. The crown gonna be laid up for me because, amen, I'm a believer of when? A believer of sacrifice. Amen. Believer of sacrifice. It's not your money. Amen. It's not your duty to come into church and you know, do it, but a sacrifice. Amen. And that sacrifice that God wants, it is when?
A living sacrifice.
Your body. Presenting your body. A living sacrifice. That's what God wants. Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, I'll give you your offering and keeping up with your dues and in the church. Let's move from that. Y'all write that down. Well, y'all can elaborate on some more. Amen. Psalms, amen. The 50 Psalms and the 13th verse. Yeah, I got a whole lot to talk about, man. But I can't tell it all. I want to tell some of it. Because I may not wake up tomorrow. No, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm trying to do all I can do now. I won't miss none of it. Brother Brown, he's been with me on my missionaries field of work. Amen. He's been on me on several times. Amen. And what I'm telling you, I tell to say the same thing where I go. Amen. Brother Brock's gonna mess up my soul, but I tell you, sit yourself down. Elder Brock, sit yourself down.
Alabama.
Yeah, that's right, Alabama. Yeah, you don't come across my service. I'm here now. I'm the speaker now. He got mad with me, bro. He wanted me out. The 5th Psalm, the 13th verse.
I will eat the flesh of bulls.
Amen. Look what the scripture said. I will eat the flesh of bulls.
Will I eat the flesh of bulls?
When?
Will I eat the flesh of bulls? Or drink the blood of goats?
I'll drink the blood of goats.
Offer unto God. Thanksgiving. And pay thy vow.
Look at him. Amen. What we got to do, we got to offer unto God thanksgiving. And then pay our vow.
Unto the Most High.
Amen. When you become a believer of sacrifice, you're gonna do these things. Amen. You're going to do these things. Praise God. You're going to be even ready, willing to, that scripture for you to begin it again. You're going to be willing to do what?
Will I eat the flesh of bulls? Or drink the blood of goats?
I blame the blood of goats.
Offer unto God.
Thanksgiving.
And pay your vow. Unto the Most High.
Read.
And call upon me.
Amen. Look at this. And then you got to call upon him.
In the day of trouble.
Amen. When you're troubled, praise God. You don't need to know about going fighting for yourself because you have become a believer. Amen. You ain't going to ball up your fence no more. You ain't going to cuss out nobody. And you ain't going to bless out nobody. Because when?
You're a believer.
Because you're the believer. Y'all come across a lot of church folks, and they cussing out folks, and they still saying they win.
Saved.
That's right. Say it, Brother Brown. That's right. They still cussing out folks, still raising hell, still doing all the things that they were doing before, but they still talking about they're saved and they sanctified. Amen. But if you didn't, then when Pastor Harder told Brother Willie, you got to die.
Right.
I heard the Elder Hines say, you got to die. You can't, you can't become a believer and then don't die.
Amen.
Amen. You gotta die. Amen. The old flesh got to die. That old mind got to die. That old evil eye got to die. Amen. That old heart got to die.
Amen.
That old spirit you got to die.
That's right.
Amen. You gotta die. You don't need a fool in yourself. And you look out there and you come across people all around us every day, and they're saying, when you get to heaven, I'm going to be there too. But they ain't dead. If you don't believe it, you step on your toe. You step on your toe. You rub against them and rub that fella the wrong way. You don't know whether they're dead or not. I know that's real right. All right. Amen. All right. Come on, daughter. Read that 15.
And call upon me.
And call upon me.
In the day of trouble.
And call. Listen. Amen. If you got in trouble, then you call upon him. If you're dead, you're going to call upon the Lord in the days of your trouble. You're going to call upon the Lord. You ain't going to go fighting. You ain't going to go telling off nobody. Come on here now. Amen. Because you are a believer, have that sacrifice. Read now.
I will deliver thee.
Jesus said he will deliver you. He will help you. I will deliver you. Yes, read.
And thou shalt glorify me.
And you are going to glorify me. Otherwise, somebody gonna see that you are different for what they thought you were.
Amen.
You're gonna glorify. Amen. The people, amen, because they thought you were something else. They thought, amen, you're gonna bless them out. You're gonna force them out. Come on here now. Amen. But instead of you doing that, you are gonna keep your mouth closed and you're gonna hold your peace. Amen. That you might do what?
Glorify
him. That you might glorify him.
Amen.
Well, I like this. I love it. I don't know how much y'all love it. To me, when somebody eating something good and they ought to be smacking, they ought to be rejoicing.
All right.
Amen. I don't like people to come to my table, sit at my table, and they're eating and they're looking all sad. Glad you're getting this meal. I'm glad, praise God. Amen. Amen. Get these rice and peas, whether I like them or not. Whether they're going to start to boil it in my stomach or not. Amen. You give it to them, you prepare it for me, and I'm going to eat it, and I'm going to show you I love it.
All right.
I'm glad to get them. Amen. And that's the same way with the Word of God. When you hear the Word of God, you ought to look like you're glad to hear it.
Amen.
Amen. It's something that I needed. It's something that is going to help me. Something that is going to make me strong.
That's right.
Amen. One little boy made some Easter cake. I spelled the other day. Some Easter cake. And I've been laying with that cake. She don't believe in giving me a look, and she believe in bringing out the whole case. Amen, but it was good, amen. Amen. And then you're gonna give somebody something, and then and make sure you're gonna give them something that is good. Don't give them nothing that's bad. Something you don't messed up. Told somebody I was saying, if you don't cook something, then you pray over it. Keep on going.
That's right.
Pray on when you're cooking. Amen. Ask the Lord, Lord, let this be good. Let my cake don't fall.
That's right.
Yeah, be seasoned good. Don't have too much sugar in it. Come on here now.
That's right.
You got to, you got to, you know. If you're going to do something, you got to do a good job.
Amen.
All right, make sure you do a good job. All right, what did you say? Come on, daughter, read.
But unto the wicked.
Unto the wicked.
God said.
Thou sayest.
God said.
God said.
What hast thou to do to declare my statute?
Amen. What is you going to do to declare my statute? What is you going to do? What is you going to do to declare my statute? Amen. To know, amen, the good in my statute. Amen. What you going to do? Amen. You can't. You ain't got no righteous in you. You don't know no righteous. Amen. Because you're wicked. Now watch this and read now.
Or that thou shouldest.
For thou shouldest.
Take my covenant in thy mouth.
Now you shall take my covenant in thy mouth. Whatever my law says.
Seeing thou hatest instruction.
Amen. Take it in your mouth. Amen. The wicked need to take, amen, God's law in his mouth. Amen. You can't keep on doing what you're doing. You got to change. All right, read now.
Seeing thou hatest instruction.
And look at the wicked, they hate instruction. They don't want to be instructed. They don't want nobody to tell them nothing. Amen. They'd rather stay out there and go to hell and go through hell. And then they come to church, amen, and be instructed. Yeah. I don't get no amen now.
Amen.
My wife tell me about this lady. Maybe this lady, praise God, she cigarettes. The doctor had told her, amen, back, put those cigarettes down. Just stop smoking, don't smoke no more. But she got still, amen, get out of the church, backslide to get a cigarette. Okay. When God will take you off a cigarette, then you're going to go back and start by sucking cigarettes. Pray to ask God to help me, amen, to quit certain things, and then you're going to go back and do it again. No, you need to give it up. How is God going to help this woman, amen, and she ain't talking about she want to come back to church, she want to do right, she want to put down on cigarette and other things she's doing. She probably got her man too on the side. She living with. Amen. You can't play with God. You don't need no cigarette. You ain't just got to have no cigarette. You just made yourself to get into that rule. You just got to have a cigarette. And now give it up. Now he's saying, now what is saying, daughter? Read. Where we at now?
And cast is my word behind thee.
Look at this. Cast is my word behind thee. Okay? Read.
When thou sawest a thief.
When thou sawest a thief.
Then thou considerest with him.
No. You don't need to consider with the thief.
And has been partaker with adulterers.
So then you've been, Lord have mercy, been partaker, amen, with adultery. Amen. You got to give these things up. Amen. When you become a winner, you got to die. When you become a believer, sacrifice. Give up all this. You have to forgive it. You know, you ain't done with fooling yourself. Amen. This is raw meat and no bread. Can't stop with this. If you ain't got no bread, you can't stop. All right, now watch this, now, daughter.
Thou givest thy mouth to evil.
Look here, look, oh Lord. You got to stop talking about folks. Stop, praise God, amen, trying to defend yourself. Amen. You're giving your mouth to evil, praise God. Amen. Everything somebody says, you got. No, they say one thing, you got to put three or four behind it. Evil talking. give thou mouth to the evil reed.
And thy tongue frameth deceit.
Look here, and thou tongue frameth deceit. Amen. It's all fixed. And I'm going to have to practice it. It's already fixed. Amen. How to do deceitful things. Deceitful things. Amen. To make somebody be down. What are we saying here? Amen. The believers, amen, sacrifice. You want to go back with Jesus, then you got to sacrifice your bodies. And there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Because you got to be positive about this thing. Not negative about it. Because he want all of you, not some of you. And all of you, if you're giving your body a living sacrifice. Now, look at this now.
Thou sinnest and speakest against thy brother.
Look here, you see it, and you speak it, amen, evil things against your brother.
Thou slanderest thy own mother's son.
Look here, you're slain your own mother's son. This is the world that we're living in today. Y'all see it. You can see it out there. You hear it every day on the TV. You read it in the paper, newspaper, all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing even that you never hear about it. That's reason why the preacher need to get into all this stuff and preach all of this, because there were things that we had never heard. Scriptures that we never heard. We never thought it was in there. Need to go to. I'm just praying and asking the Lord to help me so I can get some of this stuff out there to the people out there. Amen. Some of this stuff I'm talking about. But they can hear. I'm trying to get the station set back up so I can be able to, when I come in and do Bible class and we're gonna be on the air. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to talk of you and be an audience. That's what I want y'all to do. And you can't help me if you ain't saying nothing, you ain't rejoicing, you ain't saying nothing. Amen. And it ain't gonna draw nobody. It's just me just talking about the word.
Amen.
As soon as I get things hooked up, that's what I'm after. I'm after because I want this word to get to folks. I want to help somebody. I don't want to be sitting up here. The Spirit calling me and woke me up the other morning telling me that some of you can't go out and do no missionary work and on no journey and do all these things, but you can, amen, prepare your heart each week to call 5 people, 10 people each week. Call up somebody. Ask them and tell them your name. So my name is L. Hine, and I'm a member of the Great Emmanuel Church. Have you ever visited the Emmanuel Church? Do you know anything about Emmanuel Church? Why don't you come in and visit us? And visit the church. We'll be glad and be happy to have you to come to visit the church.
Amen.
Amen. Call 5 people each week or 10 people each week. Praise God. And inviting somebody to come to the church. Amen. Letting them know that this church is in the existence. Some people don't even know this church is here.
That's true.
Let them know that they are welcome to come here. The Spirit told me that. Told me, amen. Tell y'all, man, what y'all need to do. If you can't go and get nobody, you need to get on the telephone and call somebody.
Amen.
Somebody have to call up 25 or 30 or 40 people a day down at the broadcasting station. He have to call up these people. He have to have a list of all these people and telephone number that he calls up. Asking them, amen, to buy some time for when? To go on the air. Now, what's wrong with you all telling you? You got all this in. You got God. Saying you got God and you can't even call on nobody. I'm not preaching to you. I'm not telling you to preach. I'm not telling you to call on scripture. And I'm telling you to tell them about your salvation and what they got to do. You just invite them to come, amen, to your church. We have a service here, amen, on Tuesday night. We have service here on Thursday night. And we have service on Sunday morning. It's church school. It's 10:30. And at 12, a little after 12, we have an afternoon service. To invite somebody. That's what the Spirit said to me. You can't go nowhere, but you got a telephone. I know all of you got a telephone. And then you got, amen, a telephone book.
Yeah.
A telephone book. So get in there and you know you're because I'm coming in. I know y'all saying, when he gonna quit? Are y'all gonna quit?
These things hast thou done.
Amen. These things hast thou done what you did. You grow priests, you talk about somebody. Come on here now. You're doing some things that you shouldn't be doing, and then you fighting folks and all that kind of stuff, cracking back and all that kind of stuff. These things have when
thou done.
You doing, read.
And kept silent.
And you didn't come and say you sorry.
All
right. And that's more things that folks don't want to do. They will don't. And I'm trying to get folks to see you ain't going nowhere if you never come back and back up and say you sorry that you did such and such thing, that you said such and such thing. So now, if you did something wrong and you know you did something wrong, then amen, come and get it right. Say, I'm sorry that I did such and such a thing. And don't do it no more because you know you don't want to come and reconcile. You didn't want to come to reconcile the first time.
Amen.
So now if you know you didn't want to come to reconcile the first time, then well, I can go back and do the same, do something else, amen,
again.
And you're going to keep on going and keep on going, and you never reconcile. Never come and say you're sorry. Forgive me. You know you did it. You did these things. That's what he said. That's what that church was saying. You know you did wrong. You know you did these things. And when you kept silent. You didn't talk about it. Read on.
Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself.
Uh-huh.
But I will reprove thee.
I will reprove thee. Where we at now?
21.
Okay. I will
reprove thee.
Reprove thee.
And set them in order before thine eyes.
Now you're going to set, amen, the person in order, amen, before thine eyes. All right, let's hold that down and go to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 20. I'm trying to get through here. And you see where you stand. You're not standing where and going according to what God said and what the Bible said and what your Bible said. Amen. Praise God. As being a believer, praise God, a sacrifice believer.
Hebrews 10 and
20. Yeah.
By a new and living way.
Now, oh God, look, that's what it said. By a new and a living way.
Which he has consecrated.
And which he has consecrated.
For us.
For us.
Through the veil.
He has sacrificed for us. I think that's about what it said. Is that what it said?
No, it says
all right, consecrators. Okay, read.
For us. Through the veil.
All right, through the veil. God did all this. He went through the veil. Read.
That is to say. His flesh.
Of his flesh.
And having a high priest. Over the house of God.
Over the house of God. Having a high priest. Over the house of God. God. Not only anybody can be the priest over the house of God. You gotta have a high priest. Somebody, praise God, amen, who had went to first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, up to 12. Have a high IQ. Amen. Otherwise, amen, knows about mistakes and know how to not go into anything or mistakes. Someone that know, amen, to do right. A high priest. You don't get know anybody. You get someone just started. He can't run the church. But you got somebody, a high priest, who have been in the way for a period of time. Huh?
Amen.
That's what he's talking about. Read, daughter.
Let us draw near with a true heart,
not a naked heart, but with a true heart,
and full assurance
of faith.
Having our heart
sprinkled
from an evil conscience.
From evil country. Amen. Evil. Amen. Thinking about what I can do, amen, to stop Sister Smith. What I can do, amen, to slow down Ella Hine. Evil conscience. Amen. Amen. Talking about a believer sacrifice. We got to lay down our heavy burden down by the riverside.
Right.
And we have to study them no more.
Yes.
That's right. All right, another verse of that.
And our bodies are washed with pure water. Let us hold fast.
Look at that. Our bodies need to be washed with when?
Pure water.
With pure water. Amen. Now, you can't be washed with no nasty water. That's why when I baptize somebody, that's the Lord to change the water from worldly use into spiritual use. And let your blood apply in it, and it may be for healing of the body and soul. Amen. Otherwise, the Lord make this water win. Make this water win.
Pure water.
Pure. Make the water pure. Somebody said, where's the baptism? We do that. I ain't gonna do anything. It's just water. It ain't gonna do anything. Yeah, it's just water. It's true. That's what it is. Amen. But we change it.
That's right.
Amen. I was down in Mississippi, and I was down there where people ain't never been around no holy folks, and all they've been in the Baptist church, and they've been going out to the creek, and rev out there and say, my dear sister, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Tasha! Ain't prayed, ain't did nothing. I told the people I'm going to baptize you in Jesus' name. I'm going to change the water, amen, from worldly use to let the spirit to you.
Yes.
I told them that before the book went out there. And most of y'all have seen it. People come from everywhere, all around the creek.
Yes.
Come from everywhere. And see, all of them, they come close to me. They went on the other side of the creek.
Uh-huh.
So they're looking over there. And God, what God did, he put a glaze, a sun, a glaze, a sun, over that lake, that they couldn't even see nothing. The only thing they could hear, they couldn't see nothing. Blinded their eyes. Amen. I baptized them in the creek. They were didn't come out there to see no devil come out no out of the water either. And when the folks, some of the folks said that the devil gonna come out the water. You know, they seen such and such one coming out the water and all that kind of stuff. Ain't no such a thing as that. When you do it right, that baptism wasn't right. When you seeing evil things. I don't know y'all heard about that before. What are you saying? Yeah, people with snakes out there. The snakes will leave when you get out there and you plead the blood on the water, you change the water. They'll leave. See, that's me about the time y'all seen when I'm baptizing folks and I comb up the water.
Yeah.
What's in there got to come out of there.
That's right.
You know, preacher, Jim, he get down in the pool there, go right down the water.
Read the 23rd verse.
All right, give me the 25th and then we're going to sit down on that one.
23rd?
Yeah.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith.
Now, what is our faith? Apostolic, amen, believers. Amen, we don't believe in nothing now but the apostolic doctrine. Apostolic believers. Amen. Let us hold fast to our win.
Profession of our faith.
Profession of our faith.
Without wavering.
And then while doing it, and then we'll not be no sometime old, and sometime with it, and sometime not with it, and sometime in it, and sometime out of it. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Sometime with it, sometime against it. Hold fast to our protection without wavering. Amen. This moment, praise God, you would have started. Next moment, amen, you're about this. Next moment, amen, you're a Presbyterian. Next moment, praise God, you're a Catholic. Next one, next time, you're something else. Some moment, we got a lot of the apostolic people, amen, who said that they apostolic and they are floaters. Amen, they're here today and tomorrow and they're somewhere else, Elder Hines. People out there in the streets out there say, oh, I thought you was over there with Bishop Harley. No, I ain't there no more. All right, 1 Peter chapter, I'm holding down there. I can say a whole lot on that scripture. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. And I'm coming and I'll close my book. Praise God. Amen. Because I feel this thing. 1 Peter 2 and 5.
Ye also. Ye also.
You also.
As lively stones.
Look here, you also, don't just think, amen, and that Sister Wilson is the only one in the church that's a lively stone. Amen, she's the only one that can praise the Lord, and she's the only one to shout, and she's the only one. But ye also, all of us in here, who have been baptized in Jesus, and we're all a believer, we ought to be classed as a wind, a lively stone. Otherwise, amen, praise God, we got fire. We got fire. We hot. We ain't cold. Amen. And that's what I'm trying to get y'all to get out of, being cold. Amen. Because we supposed to be hot. And Revelation said, well, you do not need a hot or cold. do who wants. All right, watch it now. You read now.
Ye also.
As lively stone.
Are built up.
Oh, we are built up. Come on down.
A spiritual house.
Don't go to sleep on. We are built up as a spiritual house.
And holy priest.
And a holy when?
Priesthood.
A holy priesthood. What?
To offer up spiritual sacrifice.
To offer up, praise God, spiritual. Amen. Sacrifice. Right. Otherwise, amen, we are believable sacrifice.
Right.
Amen. Presenting our bodies a living sacrifice. A believable sacrifice. Spiritual sacrifice.
Yes.
A holy by presenting our bodies unto the Lord. Not our gold, not our silver, not our money, not all these things. But we're gonna, amen. We build upon a holy sacrifice. Read book.
To offer up spiritual sacrifices.
Acceptable
to God.
Amen. Not unto man, not unto you, amen, but acceptable unto God.
By Jesus Christ.
Acceptable. Amen. God wants to accept you. Amen. God wants to set, amen, in your days. Not just when the trump shall sound, but he wants to say now, I can count on Sister Smith.
Yes.
I can count on, amen, Mother Little.
Yes.
Amen. I can count on Ella Hines. Praise God. Amen. I can count on Sister Wilson. I can count on, praise God, Sister Brown. Come on here now.
Yeah.
Amen. God want to set in a living sacrifice unto God, which is our reasonable servant. No.
Yeah.
Amen. I can count on. I know what they're doing and I know what they won't do.
All right.
I know that they're for me and I know, amen, whether they're not for me. I know that. That's what God wants. That God wants. He wants out of us. Amen. He don't want no dead sacrifice.
That's
he
right.
Wants a living sacrifice.
Living sacrifice.
We want to count on them. Amen. Not counting on somebody going to sneak out that night. Like the cowboy. Amen. Down in Alabama. They done got out the pen. Amen. Walking down the middle of the street. And some people do that, you know. Amen. 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 At night when everybody goes to sleep and then they're sneaking out. I know it's real right.
It's
real right. Amen. Nobody going to sleep. Amen. Then they sneak out the house. Husband goes to sleep. They sneak out the house. Amen. Praise God. In the morning, they get up and go, they're going to fix some breakfast, and then they sneak out the house and go get them some wine and get them some liquor. Amen. And the husband think they look right in the kitchen by that cooker, they're gone. Living sacrifice, God wants. This is beautiful. Another verse of that, and I'm quitting. Amen. All right, God bless you. Amen. My time is up, and I thank you for your time. Amen. A believer sacrifice. God bless you. Thank you.